Association.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, obviously, there's a ton going on in our world, not just over in the Middle East and Syria and the attacks last night, the 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles launched into Syria last night. But you've got some other things going on. So today here on Call to Action Radio, we're going to try to take you through all these different things. Of course, we'll designate a significant period of time for Syria. I've just got a bunch of different reactions, a bunch of different stories here. I think some very valid questions as we move forward. And again, let's all, you know, it's amazing. As soon as anything happens, any big news happens, you have massive reaction on the right, the left, social media, representatives, just people out there in the blogosphere, commentators. And everybody's trying to figure out basically everything all at the same time, and then try to be provocative enough or forward-looking enough that you're going to pick up more listeners or viewers than your competitors. And remember, the media world, it's one giant competition. So that's why, like, what kind of headline and what kind of approach you take to a story and the types of words you use or the assertions or claims that you make oftentimes is all part of just all these guys competing with one another. And for us, especially if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that spirit of self-control, right, which is supposed to be fruit of the Spirit, self-control, that we should not be blown around by what's going on in the media. And really, one of our first reactions when we see something massive on a governmental level like this is to remember God's command to us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 to pray for those in authority over us. So since the show is called to action and we need to be living that out, not just using it as a cute little moniker, I'd like to start the show, and I'll probably finish the show with a little bit of prayer. So no matter where you're at, if you're driving, obviously just keep driving. Wherever you're at, I'll make this quick, but just join me. Let's just pray, because I think that's the first and proper response we should always have. Father God in heaven, we come to you in a topsy-turvy world and seeing these crazy events go on, not just in Syria, but what's happening in our own country and another terrorist attack, Lord. And boy, this is a world that's just crumbling under its own sin. And we call good things bad things and bad things good things. And I know that we're marching towards the day when you will come back. So we praise you and thank you for that, Lord, and pray that we would be people, your children, those that know you through Christ, that we would be people of stability. Deep agony and hurt and pain over the brokenness of the world, but also people who have a peace that surpasses understanding. We do pray for President Trump and his staff, all the national security people, especially military leaders, Lord, that you would give them wisdom from on high, godly wisdom. I pray that they're asking for that, that men like Mike Pence are in there pointing them all to the ultimate source of wisdom, which is you. We pray for our men and women in the armed services over in the Middle East, Lord, that are involved in these things. We pray for the international community. We just pray for peace as much as is possible in this messed up world, Lord. And that somehow, some way, through all these different things going on, that your gospel would be presented and heard and believed. Help us to be people of calm resolve and deep concern for our neighbor and people around the world, all in the name of Christ. And we ask it in his name. Amen. Okay, so let's dive into this. Now, one story that actually I want to start with before Syria, because I think this is actually, believe it or not, a bigger story and a good ending to a serious battle, which is Neil Gorsuch being confirmed today to the Supreme Court, 54-45 vote. Three Democrats cross party lines to support the appeals court justice. And so he'll get sworn in probably as early as, if not tonight, probably on Monday. And then that will take the court back to kind of its previous stance, where you had four conservatives. Now that you have, assuming, and I think it's a safe assumption, that Neil Gorsuch is going to adjudicate from the bench in a constitutional way as an originalist. What does the Constitution say? We deal with that application to law, but we don't make law. Hey, you guys over there in Congress, you make law. He made that perfectly clear over and over again in his confirmation hearings. So we need to be praising, thank you, Lord, for that, because I think that's really good for our country. And him being on the bench at 49 years of age could be a 30-year move. and hopefully what's going on in Syria and with Assad and the bombing last night, hopefully we won't have to be as concerned about that in 30 years, but the Middle East isn't going to have any peace until Jesus establishes it himself. And so we strive towards that. Just like with the environment, we should be caretakers of what God has given us. We can't restore the environment, and only he can do that, but we can be good caretakers of it, given all the circumstances. And so we strive towards peace. We strive towards caring for the earth that we've been given in our own bodies. We strive towards those things, but realizing perfection is out of our grasp. And so we rely on Christ coming back and making all things new again. But Gorsuch, it's 30 years plus. He's going to be sitting on the bench. So that's a massive thing. We need to praise God for that. And hopefully he's going to do as great of a job on the bench as it appears he's going to based on his history and the things that he said. So let's be happy about that one. Okay, so obviously last night, a U.S. missile attack on Syria. You've heard almost all this stuff. What Trump said, prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons, and called on all civilized nations to join the U.S. in seeking an end to the carnage in Syria. Check out just the bizarre nature of this. The missiles were flying last night at about 8:30 Eastern time, right in the middle of his meeting and dinner and subsequent meeting with Xi Jinping, who's the Chinese president. And so don't you know, and I've got an article in here to share with you, the not-so-subtle messages going on there with the relationship that China has with North Korea. North Korea sending up some missiles. Some are duds, some are working, some are long distance, some are not. A shot heard around the world now with a brand new president, this comes to every new president, is a test of their authority and their resolve on the international stage. And so all of a sudden, with some things that Rex Tillerson's saying, there's a new sheriff in town. And even though the former president Obama had a red line in the sand, he didn't enforce it when it got crossed. And this president is going to act a little differently. And now, of course, you hear people. This has been wild. Have you noticed this? Ever since last night, very conservative people, some people that I pay attention to on social media, whatever, having very different reactions. And Pelosi and Schumer are both like, hey, this particular airstrike, great move. If you're going to go any further, you better come see us first in Congress. There's a constitutional logic to that. But we haven't, you know how many times we've declared war in this country? When's the last war that we actually declared? That Congress actually, it was World War II. That's the last one that we actually declared. The president does have the authority to do limited military action. Let's not forget that Obama whacked about 3,000 people with drones in his 8 years in office. And so presidents do have some limited action, military action. But if it goes any further, a lot of things to consider there. So some more from our president. We'll talk about the reaction from the international community, from some of our other leaders and Democrats as well. Russian warships, all kinds of things when we come back right after this.